Greed is good. I got your attention, didn't I? In the past week, two really interesting Twitter threads popped up in the personal finance space that caught my attention and that I also interacted with. The first one was on my friend Stephanie O'Connell Rodriguez's Twitter feed, getting used to saying her new last name. Basically, she was reacting to a comment she heard during a panel at an event that she was at. Basically, the panelist said, and I quote, "I want to make more money so I can give more money away." And Stephanie was reflecting that, and I quote, "Women should be allowed to define themselves in terms of what they can do for themselves, not just for helping others." The next Twitter thread was on Elisa's Twitter feed from Brave Saver. She made the comment that a lot of people think that they need to be rich, not just to have some money, but be wealthy to get what they want. It can make it seem like it's the only way to get what they want, the focus on getting more money rather than getting more of what they want with the help of money. I felt that these comments really needed more time for reflection and just kind of like dissecting those two threads and just the thoughts behind it. And I wanted to share my own thoughts on money, wealth, and designing your best life. Becoming rich isn't a bad thing, but these Twitter threads deserved a longer, more nuanced, and thoughtful response to them than you could do on Twitter. Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and today we're getting into it. This show is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Financial Retreat, a financial retreat for financially single women. I wonder how many times I can say the word financial. Let's try it again. It's going to be held here in Denver, Colorado, October 4th through the 6th. I have a few tickets left, so definitely if you are in town, please do purchase a ticket. I'm so excited to be hosting this in my hometown. I can say town more than once too. And that information will be in the show notes as well. The show notes can be reached by going to michelleismoneyhungry.com/becoming rich. I'm going to be clear here. I want to be rich. Like, seriously, I want to be so rich that I don't have to justify that I like to buy organic food weekly from Whole Foods. Why? Because I can walk to one in my neighborhood. And they actually have rotisserie chickens on sale on Saturdays. I want to be so rich that I don't have to explain that I like pretty clothes and want to have mani-pedis once a month. Looking forward to doing that in 2020. I want to be so rich that when Murphy's Law happens, I don't have to make a choice that threatens my financial, physical, or mental safety. And quite honestly, I want to be so rich that I have choices that you don't have when you're not rich. Why do I want to be rich? Well, there's more to this than what I just shared. There's actually a backstory. It's my own personal story with money. I'm a Gen Xer and I have a lifetime of messed up money stories and financial situations. And quite honestly, I was taught to be a great worker and work hard. Like most Americans, I didn't get taught financial skills needed to grow and manage my money. I've been indebted my entire adult life, and real talk, it really sucks. And in fact, the closer I get to paying off my unsecured debt, the more anxious I'm getting because I'm so damn done with this being a chapter in my life. I'll bet a very long chapter. In fact, once I'm done paying off this unsecured debt, game on, because I'll be in that part of my life where I'm going to be aggressively growing my wealth. However, in the conversation that many of us are having about wealth, we're really leaving some nuanced ideas about what is wealth out of the conversation. Like, what is wealth? And I want to kind of roll back, like go back in time to 2014 and some decisions I made, and I think that it's important to kind of talk about that. So in 2014, at the end of 2014, I decided to leave my job of 10 years and take the leap into the unknown. It was a financially secure situation that I was leaving. I had retirement account, dental, health insurance. I could go hiking during the workday, but it came at a cost. Like that job came at a serious physical and mental cost to me. I worked with over 600 students who were currently in the US or abroad at that time. I worked with immigration, admissions, events, emergencies. I supervised student assistants, and I also trained admin assistants. I commuted sometimes 4 hours a day back and forth from Denver to the city I was actually working in. I was suffering from anxiety and depression and had gained about 35, 40 pounds, probably more than that. I began to lose a little bit of weight by the time I'd left my job. It was clear that I would never be given an upward promotion, only lateral, and I was really frustrated with that because actually I'd grown my job pretty significantly, as you could tell by just the scope of work. And I felt really unappreciated. Like I was so heart-centered in the work that I was doing, but I felt like I was giving so much, there was nothing left for me. And that was just the truth. What I wanted, I didn't want to commute anymore. I wanted time freedom and flexibility. I wanted to spend more time with the people in my life, be they family or friends. I wanted to learn how to make money in a way that I actually enjoyed. And I wanted to really explore making money online. I wanted to spend more time outdoors, and I wanted freedom to study or to go to dance class. So it was kind of pretty much that's what I wanted. I was also aware in terms of talking about wealth, which I think what Elisa was alluding to, I knew that I had clean water, electricity, clothing, transportation, the opportunity to educate myself. I could take trips. I had degrees. I was well educated. So I knew that in terms of just a baseline of wealth, I had it. I live in a very good neighborhood. Like I had a pretty solid foundation, even with the debt. I have a considerable amount of wealth in terms of those things I just mentioned and access to a good life that many people wish for. Don't get me wrong. My life is still a little messy financially, but my home hasn't been washed off the map like in the Bahamas or most recently in Texas. Basically, I was able to design my best life. Has it been easy? Hell no, it hasn't been easy at all. In fact, it's been really difficult to do, because I still have financial obligations to take care of, such as debt, regular expenses, my future financial goals, as well as personal obligations to other people in my life. And I think that that was also what Elisa was talking about. It's possible that you may be able to create the life that you want before having actual financial wealth. So I was working really hard to create this life, but I'm not rich in terms of actual cash money. So I want to ask a question to everyone listening to the show, which is kind of a quick one. Why do people feel so badly about admitting that they want financial wealth in their life? Like, what is bad about that? What is bad about that? Because honestly, as a person who has experienced extreme financial insecurity, where I literally was taking care of two people on Starbucks barista wages and student loans, I want cash. Seriously, like I don't feel guilty at all about saying that, because I've been financially insecure and it really sucks and it's really scary and it's really stressful and it's just hard. It's hard. And it's ironic to me that as I'm about to hit a major turning point in my financial life, hopefully barring nothing crazy, knock on wood, at the end of October, I'm going to pay off another 5 debts in October. One more debt in November, and it looks like another debt at the end of December. That's going to leave me with basically 4 debts left. I started my payoff journey with well over 30 debts, and weirdly enough, now my earnings are accelerating. Like what I'm earning is growing, and part of that is just I have the bandwidth, like the brain energy to focus on earning more. When you owe 30 plus people money and they're bothering you because they should be, because you owe them money and you're getting calls and emails and notifications and letters and messages and text messages, it's hard to focus on the other stuff. And I think that this is the part that people really miss. When you have no money and you're just trying to live, and then you get even more indebted because you just kind of live because you don't know how to do it any other way, it really sucks. and it takes a lot of energy and it's really exhausting. And the amount of energy that I have compared to before, like, it is shocking, even though I am honestly mentally tired because I'm so over this. I'm so done. I am so done. So done. But compared to before, when I was dealing with 30 plus entities about money, as done as I am, the energy level is super different. As my actual cash grows, I'm going to admit, I'm going to tell you basically what my, like, what in my life will change. And it's funny because this is what I will prioritize as my money grows, as my debt is gone. Time with friends and family, time outdoors, dance class and Spanish class, time to study and learn, travel. Basically, I would be living the same life, but with more cash, which honestly, I love. I love my life, but I hate not having cash. It sucks. And anyone who tells me any differently, go away. Like, go away. Women have to be okay with admitting we want money. And honestly, from a practical standpoint, women live longer. We have kids. We have other familial obligations. I will likely help my mom with her, not even likely, I will be helping my mom with her retirement. I don't have time to be broke in retirement. I want to have kids. I want to get married. I have things that I have coming up and I do not want to do them broke. I've done that. I've lived that life. We're good. I want to finish the show with this final thought, or these thoughts. I'm not editing the show, by the way, not like, I'm going to keep the ums and stuff. Wanting money isn't bad, but being a douche because you have money is bad. Wanting to help others is good, but forgetting to put your own financial air mask on is bad. It's not good to do that. Forgetting that you need to come first with your money is a bad look. Owning your financial identity is good. So if you're an altruistic person, if you're a financially giving person, that is fine. Also, I'm not paying your bills. So you do you, boo-boo, and I'll do me. A little hiccup there. Hopefully, whatever we're doing with our money is financially empowering. That is literally it for this show. I wanted to give it some more thoughts and some more comments. What do you guys think about the whole idea of becoming rich? Is it ever a good goal? For me, it is, because I've been poor. Can't stand it. Sucks. Hate being broke. But I do think that it's a nuanced conversation. And honestly, I'm just excited about the cash money coming. Some resources that you might want to use are 3 things about self-publishing you need to know. It's a toolkit that I've created because I make money with eBooks. I'm growing my passive income. I love it. Text the phrase 3 things to 44222 in order to get that resource. Or you can start my mini course, Do It Ugly Today. You can also text Do It Ugly to 44222 as well. Go to the link, michelleismoneyhungry.com/becomingrich, if you want to go to the show notes and kind of look at them a little more closely. What say you? What are your thoughts? I hope you're having a great day today, and I look forward to hanging out with you ladies at Money on the Mountain. Have a great day. Bye.